From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Agreement, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year.
Just as I believe the Paris Agreement will ultimately prove to be a turning point for our planet, I believe that history will judge today's efforts as pivotal. For the agreement to enter into force, as has already been stated, 55 countries representing 55% of global emissions must formally join. Together, the U.S. and China represent about 40% of global emissions. So today, we are moving the world significantly closer to the goal that we have set. We have a saying in America that you need to put your money where your mouth is. And when it comes to combating climate change, that's what we're doing.
Obama spoke at the G20 summit in the historic city of Hangzhou, where he also plans to tell Beijing that there will be consequences for their territorial moves in the contested areas of the South China Sea. Obama made those comments to CNN in an exclusive interview set to air Sunday. Obama said China needs to be responsible and that he plans to tell President Xi Jinping that he should look to the U.S. as an example of a country that maintains its power in part by restraining itself. Zimbabwe's 92-year-old leader returned home to Harare Saturday amid rumors his health is failing. Reports say Robert Mugabe, Africa's oldest leader, went to Dubai to seek medical attention. Zimbabweans are growing increasingly frustrated with Mugabe and his failure to fix the economy. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for bomb blasts that killed 14 people in his hometown of Davao, while Abu Sayyaf militants have claimed responsibility for the blast. Duterte has said investigators are looking at other possible suspects like drug dealers. The president has launched a hard campaign against drug dealers since taking office. The lawlessness declaration also allows the military to work with the police to establish checkpoints and to increase patrols. Thousands of people lining the streets of Uzbekistan's capital Saturday to pay final respects to their longtime leader, Islam Karimov. As his funeral procession passed by, government announced the authoritarian ruler's death Friday, ending days of speculation about whether Karimov was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities say the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. Some political observers, such as James Nixey of London's Chatham House, believes choosing a successor for the powerful Central Asian nation could be challenging.
If there is no arranged succession system, then there is, in the background, it follows, a great deal of squabbling, infighting. And that makes it sound somewhat childlike. What I really mean is that there is a fight for power.
Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he had not groomed anyone to take over after him. The FBI has released 58 pages of documents to the public from their investigation of U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. The Federal Bureau of Investigation closed its year-long probe last month into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private email server located in the basement of her home in New York. FBI Director James Comey said his agents found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Democratic presidential nominee. Dilma Rousseff, ousted this past week as Brazil's president, says she has not elaborated on future projects but confirms she has political plans. She told a group of international journalists Friday she will oppose the government regardless of where she might be. The Brazilian Senate voted Wednesday to remove Rousseff from the presidency for using public money to fund state or federal social programs without the approval of the Congress. And Americans are celebrating the Labor Day weekend, culminating in the Monday holiday, honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.